back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
I almost fell asleep there. I was thinking about what I was going to say next, and I went into a suspended animation.
Speaking of body scans.
Anyhow, welcome back. And we appreciate you joining our program. Please tell your friends about it. If you have a question for us, you can send that to info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. Of course, you have to do that on the Internet. Don't put that on an envelope. info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. All right, let's just jump right back into the fray. Oh, we can't seem to get away from Washington today, but members of Congress have gotten richer despite the recession, especially Charlie Rangel.
He's gotten richer, and so did this guy Jefferson, who's no longer in the Congress, and everyone. But despite a long and deep recession, the collective personal wealth of congressional members increased by more than 16% between 2008 and 2009.
They're doing great.
And a number of members own shares of the major players in the healthcare and financial services industry about which they are passing legislation.
Now, you see, isn't that conflict of interest?
There are more than half of all of the members, 261, more than half, are millionaires. And this was this is a couple of years ago, so by now they're probably trillionaires because
right.
they haven't abated their stealing. That we know.
Right.
About one in five had calculated at least $10 million.
Well, that's a nice
change.
And
five or eight of the 261 have $100 million each. In contrast, the U.S. median household income dropped 3% to $50,221. In this very same years. And so in terms of millionaires, only about 1% of the overall population qualifies. Well, the Congress has a bigger percentage
percentage.
That qualifies, actually 50%. So I think we have a little something to sniff around in Washington, in addition to all the other pickpocketing, thievery, and everything else that goes on. These guys get paid $175,000. Now, let's assume that this fellow, a fellow's been there, like Rangel, has been there for 20 terms, so that's 40 years.
Right.
Something, a lot of them have been there a long
right,
time.
Right, right.
Because we don't have term limits, so we tolerate the
mediocrity.
The same guys in the zoo all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to spend that on food and clothing and their families. How do they accumulate millions of dollars?
I don't know.
It ain't from their salaries.
Nope.
You don't know. You know, I know, but you can't say it.
Right. And there's nobody looking anyway. Like you said, even when they do something wrong, everybody turns the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, let me tell you something. We've reached the point of no return.
The last thing these guys want is good government. And
exactly.
It's pay to play, and these fellas have pocketed the pay.
Right.
For which they say, you can play.
Yes, that's correct.
You play on my Spanish guitar. Well, anyway, it's pay to play. There's no question about it. And it's an absolute disgrace.
It is, but we.
And I don't think the change in the personnel in Congress is going to change this kind of thing.
Well, it waits to be seen, because if they don't, they'll be thrown out in 2 years too. Because
well,
I think people
will,
are ready to throw people out.
People didn't throw them out because of the money they're stealing.
Right.
They threw them out because they got disgusted with this country that nothing's been done
right.
of any substance about the jobs, about
right.
the debt, about the calamity that's ultimately going to happen to this country if we don't become more frugal and straighten out our act.
You know, it's getting depressing being in here with you. You only
it
say
is.
Anything that's
I
like
should.
Terribly depressing.
Forget
right.
the humor we said in the beginning. There's none today. We're grouchy today.
That's right.
We're miserable.
As we enter the holiday season, we're grouchy.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, ex-Gitmo detainee, I love this, is cleared of 224 of the 225 charges. What a good lawyer that guy was.
Well, he had a good lawyer, but the United States government must have had Boy Scouts in there that hadn't tenderfoots. The fact of the matter is, I have a habit of saying the fact of the matter.
Yes, you do.
And also some other things. In other words, I have a habit of saying that.
You think you can kick those habits?
However, I don't think I can kick them.
All right.
However, this is certainly going to teach us that you're not going to try these bums in federal, what they call Article III courts.
Ridiculous.
Which are And the reason I call that, because these are the federal courts provided for in Article 3 of the United States Constitution. You're going to have to try them before the military tribunals.
Of course.
And that's what has been done traditionally since the Revolution.
I know.
In military, these kind of offenses have been tried in military tribunals.
Not President Obama.
But not our guys. Hey,
no.
Put them, give them every opportunity to get away free after he... After he bombed
blew up an embassy.
The embassy in Kenya,
right?
The U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, and that destroyed a lot of people, killed. So that 225 right. counts were murder, or 224 were murder. He was convicted not of murder, but of conspiracy to do something. I don't know what conspiracy to destroy government buildings.
Oh, that they
can
got
you believe
for.
That?
Yeah.
Can you believe this guy
got
murdered
away with
226 murders?
Right.
Or 224 murders, and he's
right. That's what they got him on.
U.S. lawmakers, these fellows in Congress, these ethical beauties, are calling now for no more civilian trials.
Yeah. That's
that
pretty
they are
good.
Going to be unlikely
one trial.
For terror suspects, whether Eric Holder. Well, Barack Obama, like it or not,
right.
they will pass legislation to prohibit such a thing.
Good. It's finally.
And it's obviously everybody's disappointed. And I don't know what the hell went before that jury, but they must have done a very poor job of prosecuting this case.
I understand they bust the jury in from the famous football case there. Who was the fellow on the West Coast, the football player from Buffalo? O.J. Simpson.
Simpson.
Yeah, it was the O.J. Simpson jury. They had nothing else to do. They said, wait a second, let's bust them in because they're quick. They're fast.
Right. And, that jury will mess it up pretty good.
That's it. If it doesn't fit, they must have quit.
That's right. I got to tell you that his lawyer is overjoyed, naturally.
Oh,
even
of
though
course.
He will go to jail for around 20 years.
Oh, that's not
so
bad.
So that's not bad for conspiracy to destroy government buildings.
Right.
But there might be appeals on that one. Anyhow, these guys said that they believe in the beauty of the jury trials.
Well, they sure do.
I do, too. There's nothing
right.
better than
that.
A jury trial, except this one. There's certain cases that don't lend themselves to
right.
that.
All right. Well, the Senate votes to fund a $4.5 billion settlement with Native Americans and African Americans. What's that about?
This is overdue. During the time of the Depression, when they were giving aid to farmers and things, they discriminated against African-American farmers. They really did.
And American Indian farmers?
And the American Indians are different.
Oh, different thing. Okay.
That's a breach of a treaty.
Okay.
First, the farmers. Didn't properly reimburse them as they did white farmers.
Okay.
And so this lawsuit is a way to set up a settlement. And that one, they gave $1.15 billion to settle with the African-American farmers who brought a class action lawsuit against the United States Department of Agriculture, which administered the program in the recession.
Okay.
Insofar as the American Indians are concerned, or Native Americans, they sued because the government poorly handled individual Indians' trust accounts in violation of the law, and they kind of messed them all up.
Okay.
And that case... there were some 300,000 Native Americans who found that the government had grossly mismanaged the royalty payments to which they were entitled for natural resources that were mined on
their property.
Tribal land.
Okay.
So that case, that part of it was settled for $3.4 billion, almost $3.5 billion. So altogether, $4.5 billion, which is long overdue to these people. And, this one... I'm glad the government at least came through ultimately where they had done injustice to it.
All right. Well, I guess we did finish on an up note then.
We did.
The folks, the farmers and the Native Americans have been repaid for their burden.
Right.
All right. Well, if you'd like to take a break, this would be the time to do it. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We're going to take a short intermission. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.